stop, drop, and listen. I'm Magda, and you've just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live, from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigatos.
In the last podcast, I said that I was going to take a little bit of a break. Well, I lied. I'm not taking a break. I will be continuing the podcast. And I used to do it every Sunday back before COVID. I did that for 7 years. And, you know, then COVID happened and everything just changed, right? I fell in love. I had a relationship. And that changed too. Believe it or not, there are some people that think that I was married, was not married, far from it. And yeah, COVID changed everything, but I'm back. The podcast will not take a hiatus, thank God. And things are coming back. I don't know about you, but I feel the pulse in Miami. I feel the heat, the Miami heat. And I also feel the Florida Panthers. What? It's an exciting time. I was able and fortunate to participate in the 20th South Beach Food and Wine Festival. Of course, the Burger Bash. Wow. I'd received those tickets January, February, March, April, right? And I was so excited to go, and rightfully so. There were some great chefs there, and of course the judges were fantastic, as they are every year, and Lisa looked fantastic, and I was able to hang out with Bobby Flay and, you know, the regulars. It was an amazing time. Martha Stewart was in town at Soho House. It was a great time, a great time. You know, we're bouncing back. The Seed Food and Wine Festival is happening in November, and that one's coming full force, and I'm so excited about that. And I'm very proud of Lee Schrager for putting on the show right on the cusp of us coming out of COVID. So it was a great job, great week, and I had a blast. A blast. I also had a blast on the Super Flower Blood Moon. Wow, was that ever romantic? It's so cool, right? When you get taken out on a date and everything is so beautiful and all that. And then you're underneath the beautiful moon. I love the details. I love when somebody thinks about you. And I had the most romantic night at the Van Gogh Miami Exposition at the Ice Palace Studios, hosted by Mercedes-Benz. It was very, very romantic. It was dark and quiet and chilly. And it really was a study of Van Gogh. It was beautiful. I love doing all that. I love going to museums. I know, I'm old school. And, you know, it was nice. It was nice. And I truly felt, I've been vaccinated. And thank God. I mean, I was one of the first ones to get vaccinated. I have very good friends. And I walk around with my badge of honor, my little license that says I was vaccinated. But I still walk around with my mask because I fully understand that there's a lot of people that have not been vaccinated. Do your part. If you've ever gotten a flu shot, that's it. That's all it is. Just do your part. Let's get there faster. The summer is here. So many things to celebrate. My 50th birthday is one of them. And I am so looking forward to that. We're going to have such a great, great, great celebration. 50 years on this earth teaches you a lot of lessons. It teaches you, first, humility. Never take anything for granted. If somebody is good to you, love the shit out of them. And if somebody isn't, cut them out of your life and don't look back. I mean, it's as easy as that. Audit, audit, audit your circle. And if you've ever read my book, you'll see that phrase in there. Audit, audit, audit your circle. And I don't say your, I say yo, because it's urgent that you do that. Unfortunately, life will surround you with people that take, and don't give. And that's not an equitable situation. So auditing your circle is something that I've learned in the past 50 years. And sometimes it's painful, but you know, you got to keep going. And I'm so lucky that I'm healthy. I mean, healthiest. I am the healthiest I've ever been. And I'm going to be 50 years old. The other day I went to a store to buy something. And the cashier said, "Oh my God, you look so young." And I was like, "I look so young. That's fantastic. But more than that, I feel so young." And the reason I feel so young is because I truly work out. I don't work out for the gram. I work out because I need to work out. And I take my vitamins religiously and I sleep the 7 hours religiously. And I don't let anything come into my life that's not going to be religious. And I don't mean Christian or Jewish or anything like that. What I mean is anything that's going to take me out of certainty. Because life is short, man. And you just can't wing it all the time. And you just can't kind of fly by the seat of your pants. That's for 20-year-olds. Anything like that is bullshit. So I'm very religious and strict. And maybe that's why I look so young. I also feel so young, so it's a blessing. And speaking of feeling so young, I'm teaching at Soul Yoga this Tuesday coming up at 7 p.m. If you would like to feel so young with me, yoga is the ticket. It's all yoga, really. It really is. Yoga is unity. Sometimes what you are unified to is the issue. The issue is always in the tissue. And so in the breath and in the movement, you find youth, you find that juiciness, you find freedom. Sometimes I hear people say, "Oh, I'm going to do yoga. I'm going to do this. I'm going to meditate." The truth is if you're bullshitting yourself. Yoga is a form of life. It's much more than a pose, and it's much more than a membership, and it's much more than your mat. If you've gone to yoga a few times, fantastic. Practicing yoga is much more than going to a class or a pose. And it's a life. It's a life, just like being fit. It's much more than going to a class and lifting some weights. It's a lifestyle. You got to be fit in the mind. You have to be fit in the heart. And that's truly yoga. And that's why I love it. I love it when I teach yoga and yoga teachers come to my class. I try to explain to them a 50-year-old's perspective of what yoga is. And it's always fun to listen to a younger person tell you their perspective. At the end of the day, it means unity. That's what it means, the definition of it. But it also means living it. You have to be unified to something anyway. If you're not unified to something, you're just lost. And I feel sorry for that. I feel sorry for that. So if you want to be unified with something, I teach at 7 p.m. Yeah, at 7 p.m. Soul Yoga Wynwood. And I would love for you to be my guest. My guest. So many wonderful things coming up in Miami, Florida. I can't wait. I really didn't aim for all these invitations and events and whatever. But ever since COVID and the mask off and all this stuff happened, I felt the pulse, the magic coming back. And you know what? I thought I was going to be sad, you know, because I broke up with my boyfriend and all that stuff. And no, I wasn't married, just for all those people that thought I was married. Far from it. Far from it. I was committed. I was committed. And it was a great feeling. I love commitment. I love commitment and I love consistency. Want to discover a new you with Nouveau U? They're located in the heart of Bell Harbor. Their phone number is 786-369-0941. Discover a new you. Or you can find them on Instagram, Beauty by Nouveau.
Stop, drop, and listen. I'm Magda, and you've just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigatos.
Happy New Year. Okay, so I'm a little, I don't know how, there's so much shit I want to talk about. Today is January the 10th, and I've been thinking about this podcast since, I guess, first week of December for sure. There's been so much to talk about, and I really just want to focus on the goodness of it. Yes, for being one of the worst years ever, 2020, Avada Kedavra to you. And if you don't know what Avada Kedavra means, it's not one of the languages I speak. It's actually Harry Potter language. My son and I have been Harry Potter fans all of our lives together. And we actually talk in that language, which is kind of cool. My son speaks three languages, and I speak those languages as well. But we found it a habit to talk to each other in Harry Potter language. It's so funny. Harry Potter is timeless. And for people that think that's evil and witchcraft and all that stuff, fuck you. Harry Potter and J.K. Rowling is a phenomenon. And if you've not seen the movies or read the books, now's a good time. Now's a good time. Reading. What's the most recent book you read? You know, it creates bonds. It kind of stretches your mind and takes you out of a place, any place, and takes you to a new place. Reading, I highly encourage it. I never buy a book, start a book, and don't finish a book. Never. But then again, I don't ever not finish anything. That's just in my personality. I have OCD, and I use it to my favor. When I start a book, I finish it. The most recent book that I read is called Fear. And I took it with me on my trip for the holidays, and I read it. It was a quick read. It was informative and empowering, most of all. I am not a person that feels a lot of fear. As a matter of fact, I feel very little fear. There are a few things, of course, I am a human, that I fear. But tiny little things, obscure little things, for the most part, I'm fearless. And this book is amazing and empowering. It's a quick read, Fear. I want you to pick it up or buy it online, whatever's easier. Actually, buying it online is better, I guess. Less COVID exposure. And speaking of exposure, I am that girl. I will audit my circle 100 times a day. So COVID is something that I stay away from. Just like anything that is negative, I stay away from it. I am one of the lucky people that have not gotten infected by COVID, and I work very hard to stay that way. And although the Florida Panthers are opening this week, and although I was invited, I don't feel comfortable in gatherings like that at this time. And I don't know when the next time is when I will feel comfortable. Of course I'm going to work. Of course I'm going to the market. Of course I'm going to the bank and the post office and the stuff you have to do. But it's tough, man. I don't know about you guys, but I'm masking the fuck up. Sometimes I'm wearing two masks and I forget because it's our health. It's our health. And for the people that have gotten COVID and for the people that have gotten the vaccines, what are the side effects? It's just so much to think about, but I don't want to talk about anything negative. That is my preference. If you check for the past 8 years on my podcast, usually I don't talk about anything negative. It's just a choice I make. There's something I want to recommend to you. Well, there's various things I want to recommend. But this one, I've been thinking about it a lot, and I really want you to watch, okay? I should have invested in Netflix back in March of 2020, but I didn't. I mean, you can't be perfect. And I'll tell you why. The Bridgertons. Oh, my God. By mistake, I started The Bridgertons. And now I'm researching, finding out, the writing is insane. the actors in saying, I am in love with the Viscount and the Duke at the same time. Don't tell my boyfriend. I don't know who to be more in love with. What a storyline. And so since this is based on books and many books, there will be a next series. Thank God. Okay. I did see the second season of Cobra Kai. I started in Washington and I finished it here in Miami. And I'm sure I'm going to ask Grant to do another video with me. Cobra Kai is fun, just like Tiger King was fun. I thought that Handmaid's Tale was a psychological thriller. Not for everybody, but the Bridgertons, that's for everybody. It's a little bit of porn, so I wouldn't recommend it for children that are under 18. But it's really good. Really, really good. Twist, turn, sexy, love story. I mean, if the Duke or the Viscount ever, ever tried to marry me, for sure I would say yes. There's just no doubt I would say yes. Wow, what a storyline. I wish, in a way, I think I would have fit in perfectly into that time. If my life was just about being the perfect wife and mother, that's perfect for me. Because if you asked me when I was 19 years old what my lifelong goal was, it was that. To be a perfect wife and a perfect mother. That was my highest goal. I didn't get the chance to be a perfect wife because I was actually involved in a marriage that involved so many people. But I was the best mother I possibly could be for 20 years of my son's life. And with that, I rest. I sleep peacefully at night. The Bridgertons, Bridgertons, Bridgertons. And I don't know enough about stock about coming into Netflix now, but I hear that the people that invested in March 2020 made a shit ton of money. But research, guys. Stock investment is the thing these days because we can't go out and because a lot of people have lost their jobs and because people are scrambling. So that was one of the things I wanted to recommend to you. And the other thing I wanted to recommend to you was the Carillon Hotel. I start working next week, but before I go back to the Carillon, I was sitting in Beauty by Nouveau last week and PRP, guys. I know it's a procedure that's been being used for joints replacement therapy or muscle recovery. I know that's how it started. And it's ingenious, but it became and evolved. And here goes my cellular phone again. You would think that after 8 years of podcasting, I would know to turn off my phone, but no, not Magda. Anyway, PRP then became an initiative for hair growth, specifically in men. And it worked magically and it looks so much better than those weird plugs that men get and the wigs and all that shit. It's just natural, right? But then they come to find that it helps with new collagen growth, fine line erasing, hyperpigmentation, all that. And I love it. It is indeed liquid gold. The procedure is quite simple. It is, they withdraw your blood, your natural filler. They clean it, they spin it, they put it back into the place that needs help. It works like magic. No risk, no poison, no bullshit. And it's cost effective. I just did it, and while I was at Beauty by Nouveau, thank God they're on my team, that Capitol Hill bullshit happens. Somebody runs in and starts saying Capitol Hill and killers and all this stuff. And I'm like, you know what? I can't be bothered with any more government shit. I know who I voted for, and I know why. But at this point, the votes are irrelevant. We need our government to act on our behalf stat, like yesterday. This is such bullshit. I have never in my life, and probably in your life, have you ever seen what's going on? Put your head down and work. Be good to yourself. Love yourself through the bullshit that life throws at you in fucking waves. Wave after wave after wave. You know, the only thing you can do is love yourself. I have been, thank God, practicing yoga for myself and teaching yoga. So it really has so much importance in my life to get through all the bullshit because I really get to meditate and it puts me in a place of safety because this stuff that's going on between COVID and the government is enough to drive people insane. So if you live in Miami, Florida, please 7 p.m. Tuesdays and Thursdays, Soul Yoga Wynwood. I am there to breathe some peace into you. And speaking of breathing, we practice with masks in an infrared room with a killer machine of any toxins in the air. It's just, a safe place to practice, a safe place to unite, and a safe place to recharge. And speaking of recharging, my candle for January 2021 is called Reset. The reason being is because of all the bullshit that we went through in 2020, it's a good time to press the reset button to renew, recharge, restart, and give yourself an opportunity to get to great, to manifest what you put on your vision board, if you created a vision board. And if you didn't, today's a good day to start. I created a vision board together with my loved man, my king, and we did. We had so much fun creating the vision boards. I think that vision boards are a fun way to create a repetitive focal point, drishti, if you will, to manifest goals. And since I am a goal crusher, and since you know I start a book and finish a book, anything on that board has a good chance of being affected. And it's just a healthy practice. I don't give a fuck what you put on your vision board. Create one. It's easy. On my vision board, I put the candle business, but the candle business has been going perfectly. If you haven't bought a candle from I Am Rev Candles, and by the way, you can get it on my website, you can get it on my social media platforms, and I don't even know where else you can get it. I don't even know. This stuff about internet, you put something up and all of a sudden you're on 25 different platforms, is miraculous and shocking to me. So yeah, it's I Am Rev Candles, and the January candle is Reset. It's a blend, and I'll tell you, it's a blend of Santal and Rose. Next month's candle is already done, and it's going to be fantastic. Did you find your match for love for the month of Valentine's Day? I did. I'm so lucky. He's so tall and so smart and so kind and honest. Yeah, he's honest, and I'm happy. But anyway, the candle for this month is a blend. It's the first time I blended two scents. Next month is a brand new scent, and then the month of March is just outrageous. I'm so excited about this business. COVID has taught me a lot of things, and one of them is, you know, do what you can with what you have. And for me, candles has always been a place of joy. I've been a candle buyer all of my life. Obviously, I've spent a lot of money on candles, and sometimes in vain. There's no reason to buy a $200 candle. One of the things I learned in COVID is go back to basics. Go back to the simple things. Go back to reading, creating, inhaling, listening, exercising. The exercise for me for the past decade has been a lifesaver. I already noticed in the yoga studio and in the gym, like 100 million other people, and they're going to fall off by March. They always do. And it always saddens me to see that. Why be a pretender when you can be a contender? Why give something less than 100% effort? I can't do it. I will not do it. I will not ever apply myself unless it's 100%. The half-ass shit is for half-ass people. And I'm not one of those people. I go full throttle. I don't believe in you can love someone too hard. I don't believe in that. If you love someone, there's only one way to love them, with everything you've got. I don't believe in picking up a book and not finishing it. I don't believe in exercising 2 months out of the year. I think that's all bullshit. And I think we can do better. And I think now, because of COVID, we should do better. The Carillon Hotel. I start next week. If you live in Miami, Florida, go. I'll tell you why. It benefits you for COVID. It benefits you for your state of mind, considering what's going on in the government. It just benefits you. My code is coming, guys, because we're still unpacking from the trip, and because, you know, people are still getting back to their homes. Things have been delayed. I was supposed to start the first week of January, but then again, I wasn't here the first week of January. Shit happens, so we have to remain flexible. I do start next week at the Carillon, and if you are in Miami, Florida, I am imploring you. I'm begging you. Go. There is some shit there that I still can't name or define. There are some treatments in there that I cannot define. I have sat in the machines. I have done all the treatments, and it's just a miraculous equipment. I mean, you sit there, you walk in, and your measurements are one thing. An hour later, you leave, and your measurements are another thing. You walk in, you don't have abs. You leave, you have abs. I'm telling you. This shit is like the Jetsons. So I do get my code, and I'm going to put it up on media, of course, and I'll say it on the podcast too, because I want you to benefit through all the stuff that's happening The only thing we can control is loving ourselves and being good to ourselves. And that's all we can control. Because life changes every single day. Every single day we are being changed and it's out of our control. So the only thing that we can do is be good to ourselves through the waves and the changes that life is throwing at us constantly. Highly recommend the Carillon Spa. It used to be Canyon Ranch Spa in Miami Beach. And if you don't live in Miami, because I know this podcast is international, when you do get to travel and you do come to Miami, Florida, we've got great beaches and great weather. The Carillon Hotel is a good place to visit. It really is. Speaking of visiting and traveling and all that stuff, what a great holiday I had. I was supposed to be away for 7 days. It ended up being close to a month. I've never traveled so long in my life. Even when I went to Europe, I don't think we did more than, I don't know, 15 days. It was pretty exciting. And do what you can to take care of your mental health, your emotional health, and your physical health as often as you can. If COVID has taught us anything, it should be that. Also, pick up a candle. I am Rev. And read a book. Read a book. Exercise. Listen to music. Cook. I cooked a lot this holiday season. My beloved is also a cook, and we made some badass meals. And yeah, we worked out every single day. I hope you did too. On January the 29th at 9:30, we're going to be having an ass podcast. Ass is important to me. I work very hard on having a big, round, tight, soft ass. Not easy. If you don't do 100 squats a day like me, if your trainer is not Grant, there are other ways to achieve a round, high ass. Sad asses for me are, there's no fucking excuse. All right. If you can't work for one, buy one. But a sad ass, oof, yuck. Who wants a sad ass? I'm going to be 50 very soon. I promise you, my ass will never be higher than on the day I turn 50. I swear. It's a promise I made to myself. It is on my vision board. And I do squat every single day with weights. And I have a hernia to prove what I'm saying. And I talk to my hernia all the time. I'm very proud of my hernia. But this treatment that Beauty by Nuvo is offering is, we're going to elaborate on it on the 29th at 9:30 a.m. I want you guys to tune in if you want it, something like this. Both men and women qualify for this. And it is not an implant that creates weirdness around your, because let's be honest, butt implants are disgusting. They are unattractive and you can see them a mile away. If your quads and hamstrings do not support butt implants, it looks nasty, man. Just don't even spend the money. This treatment, Beauty by Nuvo, I don't know how to describe it. The doctors are going to come on and talk about it. And I really want you to hear it. It just makes your ass round, like naturally round. There's no implant. Yeah, they do inject something, but it's good, all right? I'm not a doctor. I'm just a podcaster. Happy to pass information that is positive. But this, the effect is natural, is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, that's it. Tune in. You'll see my ass commercials in the next 2 weeks for sure. And guys, men like nice asses. They really do. And girls, come on. You want that. You know you want it. So tune in. And that's it. H&H Jewels has some great stuff. Impervious. I'm going to work out with Jackie in the park. Coconut Grove, 11 a.m. January the 16th in Cocoa Walk. Come by. It's free. I think it's Free People Movement that is hosting this one. It's in open air. That's the only place I'm working out. And Soul Yoga. So it's safe. And I'm going to come in and say hi to H&H Jewels. These people, that business is the oldest business in Coconut Grove. And speaking of businesses in Coconut Grove, I went to the new anatomy in Coconut Grove. What? And I was surprised to see I'm in a magazine there. I'm so honored to be a member at Anatomy. I will be a member at Anatomy lifetime. As a matter of fact, I'm going to talk to Mark and see if they offer a lifetime Anatomy membership because I want it. I want to be the first one. You know, your net worth is your network. So you might want to check it. And also, your friend group, whoever is in your friends is who you are. Your five fave It's like checking your last five memes on your phone is who you are. So audit, audit, audit. Happy New Year. 2021 is going to be bigger and better. And if not, give me a call. I'm always happy to hear what your thoughts are. And maybe if I can help you, I'm always willing to help you. Till the 29th of January at 9:30 a.m., take care of yourself and each other. I'm extremely grateful to you, the listener of this podcast, every day for the past 8 years and every day for the rest of my life. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Buy a candle, read a book, and exercise. I am grateful for you, whether I know you or I don't know you. Want to discover a new you with Nouveau U? They're located in the heart of Bell Harbor. Their phone number is 786-369-0941. Discover a new you. Or you can find them on Instagram, Beauty by Nouveau. Want to look great? Want to make money at the same time? Join Yes You Can. We are transforming the lives of millions of people around the world to achieve a better physical and financial health. My number is 813-720-7555. I'm waiting by the phone to talk to you. Yes, you can. Did you like me? Did you hate me? Tell me why. You can find me at atreve-t.com or call me at 305-302-2757. Find me. Want to look great? Want to make money at the same time? Join Yes You Can. We are transforming the lives of millions of people around the world to achieve a better physical and financial health. My number is 813-720-7555. I'm waiting by the phone to talk to you. Yes, you can. Did you like me? Did you hate me? Tell me why. You can find me at atreve-t.com or call me at 305-302-2757. Find me.